And welcome back. It is today's Topical Currents Thursday edition. Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. And we come now to our food and dining segments with chef, author, and syndicated columnist, our great friend, Linda Gassenheimer.
And as we often have, there's a noted chef on hand who's brought some delectable samplings.
I'm just having some of the salad. Really good.
It's so refreshing. Mm-hmm. Linda, it's been dry and hot out, but we all know the really muggy season is ready to begin. So,
the monsoons.
You have dining and entertaining suggestions for us?
Yes, I do. Okay. What do you mean it's going to begin? Have you been outside today?
Too muggy, too hot.
Well, summertime and the living is easy, or it should be. You know, I like to have friends over in the summer because it's more relaxing. Everybody's kind of wants to have a good time, but I don't want to heat up my kitchen and I don't want to spend my time in it. So I've asked our guest, David Fouquier. He's the owner of Fouques. That's F-O-O-Q, Fouques Restaurant in Miami. It's in downtown Miami. And with the help of his chef, Nicole Votano, he has some great ideas for us. So let's welcome David.
Linda, hi. Thank you for having me.
Can I call you Fouque instead of Fouquier?
Please do.
Thank you. Thank you. And of course, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions or any summer entertaining ideas for us? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
Or you can email radio@WLRN.org, radio@WLRN.org.
And of course, with us is our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joined us by Skype, and Fred gives the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes columns. And you can also read Fred's wine column. It's in Saturday's Miami Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Well, I thought I'd talk about what kind of wine goes with this steamy, sweltering summer.
All right. That sounds good to me.
Now, Fred is up in rural Michigan with his windows open.
It's about 70 degrees here.
You're a lucky man, Fred.
Very lucky.
For now.
We pay for it later.
Yes, yeah. You will. Okay, let's go to Fouque. Let's go. Congratulations on the success of your restaurant. First of all, we have to understand what Fouque, what's this name for?
So Fouque was actually my nickname growing up. My last name, as you know, is quite butcherable, Fouquier. I've gotten all different variations of the name, so my friends just simply called me
Fouque. I can imagine
Fouque.
The variations you had in high school.
They were interesting, to say the least.
Yes.
Okay, Fouque. It's pretty daunting to start a restaurant here. Last week, during our restaurant review program, we talked about a lot of restaurants that were closing. So how and why would you go into the restaurant business?
Yes, it's a very daunting business to go into. 9 out of 10 restaurants, I think, close within the first year of opening. So some people call me crazy, but at the same time, it's been my life's passion, and there's nothing I would have rather do. And it's a very rewarding business. You get to have face-to-face contact with customers. You get to meet new people every day, great people like yourself.
Oh, thank you.
and at the end of the day, you know, you work 16, 18 hours a day, but you go home, and there's a sense of feeling you made a difference, and you made people happy, and people left your place with a smile, and that in and of itself, I couldn't ask for anything better.
You also have, it's in your family.
It is. My dad is a part owner of a restaurant in New York called La Goulou. So
which
it's
is
been
quite a well-known.
Quite well-known.
Yes.
So it's been in the family for a long time, and I'm French and Persian, so my background lends itself very much to hospitality, to food and wine.
So how does that adapt to the cuisine?
It's actually, believe it or not, it's adapted very well. The menu is a fusion of sorts between French, Persian, and Italian flavors. Chef Nicole is an incredible, incredible Italian-American chef. Her bucatini amatriciana is the best I've ever had.
Bucatini?
Yeah. Tubular spaghetti.
Okay.
Delicious. And her meatballs are to die for. Her Italian fare is incredible. We've teamed up to make quite an interesting menu where you can get anything from Persian braised chicken to summer American salads to
salads. Let's talk
salads.
About that. That's what it's great to have salads in the summer because you can make them ahead and all, and then you don't have to heat up the kitchen. So tell us, first of all, you've brought some for us to taste.
Yes.
Which Joe has already devoured. And you, Bonnie?
Oops, clean your plate.
Bonnie's plate.
This is with the yellow skin on.
Summer squash.
Okay, that's what
Summer
I thought.
Summer squash, yeah.
All right, so tell us what they're eating.
So right now you're eating two salads. One's a citrus and fennel salad. Arugula, watercress, grapefruit segments, tangerine, avocado, and thinly sliced fennel with a little dill, some tarragon, and a little honey citrus dressing.
Wow, he's going to tell us how to make this in a minute, but what's the other one?
The other one is the summer crisp salad. So it has a really nice element of crunch. We use the mandolin to slice cucumber, carrots, zucchini, yellow squash.
But see through this radish.
Yeah, it's very, very thinly sliced. I don't recommend to try and use the mandolin at home. I've attacked.
I do, but very carefully.
And ended in a very bloody affair.
So, and I'm going to put these recipes on my website.
And they're nuts. They're nuts. Almonds.
They're shaved almonds on top. A little mint and basil to add a little element of freshness. Olive oil, salt. It's a very, very refreshing, texturally exciting salad.
I'm going to put those recipes up, so you'll be able to get these recipes. But now, these are vegetable salads, and we want to have a meal. So what would we do to make that into a meal?
In order to, you know, to fill up a little bit your salad, at Fuchs we offer three add-ons. One's a watercress egg salad. It's delicious. One's a vaduvan curry chicken salad.
Vaduvan, you have to explain that a little bit.
Vaduvan is a French curry. So it doesn't have, it's not as aggressive as Indian curries, but it has a beautiful delicacy to it that really...
Okay, so we didn't know they made curry in France, right?
We do.
Okay, good.
And the third is Nicole's signature Asian marinated grilled chicken, which is incredible. I have it four times a week.
So now, if we were going to make some salads at home, you could easily buy cooked shrimp and put it into these salads because it's the dressing that's so good with it.
Yes, and definitely.
Tell us more about what Nicole couldn't be with us today because she has a huge party tonight.
Nicole is actually doing an amazing dinner tonight for Conscious Bite Out. It's a seeds event where we're partnering with Brad Kilgore and the chef from this new restaurant called Dirt to do a vegan dinner.
Sounds appetizing.
Yeah.
it's awesome.
Okay, so tell us, all right, so what were some of the advice Nicole is giving us?
So Nicole wanted me to share a little advice with you guys. First of all, we all have busy schedules Monday through Friday. I don't think we have much time to go to the supermarket or the farmer's market for that matter. So take Sunday, go to the farmer's market, go to the supermarket, go to your local grocer, get your ingredients, buy your vegetables, buy your fruits, buy your proteins. Get home Sunday, prep them, cut them, put them into Tupperwares, plastic bags, whatever you use to store. Separate it nice and organized, so when it comes time to making your salad, all you have to do is pull out your bags, put it in a bowl,
make your little dressing. So you should peel and slice and then put them in like some Tupperware
or
something.
Exactly.
Don't they brown?
No, not too fast. Not too fast. I wouldn't say make that salad Friday. But
right.
You're good for the first few days of the week. Yeah.
That's a good idea, to get organized and get it all ready, because then you just have to take it out. Were there other advice that she was giving us?
She was telling me, you know, the key to being a good home cook is really being organized and simplifying everything that you do. Don't try and be a top chef. Just get your salads ready, get your grill on, and just...
And we can't really go to... not very many farmers markets right now in the heat of the summer here.
Unfortunately not.
So just go to the market. You know what I do when I go to the supermarket? I talk to the produce manager and say, you know, what just came in? What do you think is really good? Where did it come from?
That's the best way to do it.
Try to buy things from the U.S. and that kind of thing. And
right now you should be looking for produce coming out of North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, New Jersey. That's right now where we're sourcing most of our produce, because unfortunately, locally sourced produce kind of ends towards June and it'll come back in October. Although, you know, we're very local and we source.
So are those shipments direct to your restaurant?
We have a couple of brokers that we go through that broker
for other restaurants.
For other restaurants as well. But we still are getting consistently, you know, little things, little summer squashes, some fruits from Homestead and the farms that do stay open. We're still dealing with them.
Right, to see how it is working there and all. I know some of the farmers in Homestead are doing, they're looking at Asia to see what kind of fruits and vegetables they grow there, because it's a similar climate and they're trying to grow them here.
I've noticed some lychee nuts on the sides of, on the road.
Well, this is the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very short, so grab them now.
Those are so good.
Yes.
Lychees are quite delicious.
Yeah, it's so brief though.
Yeah.
Very quick.
But you can freeze them. You can buy them.
Can you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. When they're half defrosted, they're really good.
Yeah.
So you freeze them in the shell?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So grab them now.
Go get your lychees, everybody.
And of course, we're coming up to mango season, and next week we're going to be talking about that. Mm. So we have a lot of good things here. We just have to switch our focus on that. And we're talking about salad dressings and how important it is to have a good salad dressing.
I think salad dressings, you know, are best simple. Our citrus and fennel salad is incredibly simple.
I love that dressing.
It's delicious.
So simple and
subtle. So what's in the dressing?
So we take sherry vinegar. So we use Pedro Ximenez vinegar, olive oil, and honey. Stir it off with a fork in a bowl, and boom, there you go.
Wow, that's why it's so good.
You get the oil.
You put about a half a teaspoon on, or
we dose it.
We dose it. All right. On that note, Fred Tasker, you had some questions you wanted to ask Fook.
I did. David, you were kind enough to email me your wine list, and I see it has some very varied titles on it and interesting ones, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about your philosophy that you used in putting that together.
Absolutely. So at Fuchs, my philosophy was to be able to share very nice, small producer wines at a very affordable price. I think that Miami has, for a long time, been really tearing people apart with their wine prices and have been pricing people out. So you go to a restaurant and a $70 bottle costs the restaurant $12, and it's, for me, it's highway robbery. So
I've noticed that. Yeah, that is a problem.
Yeah,
why
it's a problem.
Why small wineries?
You know, because generally you can go and you can find some really nice boutique wines now. There's so much more wine producing coming all over the world, New World, Old World. Even in France, you get little small batch vineyards, and in America, you go out to California, you go to Paso Robles, you can drift a little bit further away from the Napa Valley now, and you find some really good stuff up in Oregon and in Walla Walla.
How do you find these wines? Are you able to visit the wineries?
I have visited a few. I was just recently in Napa in November, spending some time at Hourglass Vineyards, which is one of my favorite wine producers in all the United States. They make some really special wines. We have Sauvignon Blanc from them that's absolutely fantastic. And we just got in their HG3 blend. We're the first people in Miami to get it. It's a Malbec Petit Sirah Cab Franc Merlot Cabernet Sauvignon blend, and it's really to die for.
Now, you have a lot of wines then that people may not be familiar with. Do you have to kind of hand sell them and explain it to people?
I would say 50% of my wine sales are hand sales, but I have a very small restaurant, only 35, 36 seats inside, so I'm able to touch every table, and I'm pretty much able to act as a sommelier and sell what I think is great at the given time, and people have been very receptive, and I've had a lot of people, including Linda's husband, come back for my wine, and it's very rewarding to be able to have.
He definitely comes back for the wine, Fred.
That sounds good to me. Are you able to have older, more mature wines on your list as well?
Yes, we have quite a few. My oldest wine, I think, right now is a 2003 Léoville Lascaz, which is from Saint-Julien, Bordeaux. It's absolutely lovely. I've sold one of those.
And go ahead.
And then I have a couple 2005s, which generally I have some people call in and asked me to decant before time.
Fred, I know you're drooling about all these wines, but we need to go to a break.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
We'll come back to you in a few seconds, okay?
Okay.
We're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about cool summer foods with David Fouquier. Okay, we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with David Fouquier, better known as Fook. He's the owner of Fook's Miami restaurant, and he's been giving us some tips about cool summer entertaining, and the recipes are going to be up at dinnerinminutes.com. We'll put all those recipes up there from his chef, Nicole Votano. Right? Well, right now, it's Dinner in Minutes time. So I have another recipe for you, really easy for our summer evenings here. And it's a quick smoky chicken and three bean salad. I add chipotle peppers to a bought salad dressing to give it a kick. And you can find these peppers, they're packed in adobo sauce in the grocery section of the market. But if you don't want to do that, you can also go to the spice section, and there's a chipotle chili pepper seasoning. And you can just throw a little bit of that, and let me tell you, it's hot, so temper it to your taste, into a bought salad dressing, and you're good to go with a little kick to your salad.
Linda, every day you get more and more brave about spice. I'm proud of you.
It's taken me a while, don't you think, Fred?
Yeah, but you're coming along.
Well, you never give up, all right?
Well, Fred, you've been watching 16 years just on this program.
Yeah, it did take a while.
Very incremental.
All right, we're not talking about years.
Glacial.
All right, we're going back to our salad. Hello, anybody? And I buy cooked chicken strips, and I toss them with a little ground cumin. And then I put the flavored dressing, the chipotle dressing, and the chicken strips, and I cook some green beans in the microwave just for a minute or so to almost like blanch them, really. I add the chicken and the green beans and drained canned chickpeas and some drained canned kidney beans all together with my salad dressing. And then I have a baguette. I just cut it in half and I sprinkle it with a little Parmesan cheese and toast it. So without heating up your kitchen, you can have this great salad, quick and easy, and the entire recipe. And a photo. It's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, more wine.
More wine. And, well, have you ever noticed that certain foods and especially certain wines taste better outdoors? These are wines that are not as serious as those indoor ones that you sniff and gargle and ooh and ah over and that sort of thing. They're simple, direct, served cool, and absolutely delicious. So let me suggest some easy summer dishes and the easy summer wines that might go with them.
Okay, let's hear.
The first one is the ultimate picnic food, which is fried chicken, served crisp and cold. And the perfect crisp and cold wine for it is an inexpensive bubbly. I like the Decolio Prosecco from Italy, which is lightly fizzy, lightly sweet, and only $13 a bottle.
Is that different Prosecco from regular Prosecco, or is that just the full name?
Well, that's just the full name of it, and they have a little, they're a little sweeter than some of the other ones.
Okay.
And I think this may be one of the finest food wine pairings in the world. Anyway, to move even closer to the La Dolce Vita, the sweet life, you could try this idea that I discovered at California wine parties. You shuck a fresh oyster and drop it raw into a cold glass of Sauvignon Blanc, and you down it like a shooter.
Okay, so David's smiling away here. He's agreeing with you.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, you should put that on your list.
I got to get some shooters.
I like the one called Chasing Venus, which is by Matchbook Winery in New Zealand, and it's $16 a bottle.
Great Sauvignon Blancs coming out of New Zealand.
Really are, yeah. Very fresh.
Yes, fruit forward, citrusy, grassy.
If you want to do a French version of the really elegant grassy knoll pique-nique, spelled P-I-Q-U-E-N-I-Q-U-E in French, toss a red checkered tablecloth on the grass and pull out a crisp baguette, some creamy brie, and some liver pâté, chicken liver pâté.
Right,
and open
the
bottle. Yeah, you're French, so yes. that would occur or appeal to you.
Very much so.
And with this, you need a light, dry rosé wine, I think. And of course, it would have to be a French one.
Yes,
like
sir.
The Rosé de Mouton Rothschild.
That sounds good to me.
Sounds a bit pricey to me.
Well, you have to suffer for your art, you know.
You have to, definitely.
Anyway, when dessert comes along, here's what I like to do. You take a big watermelon and cut it in half. And you poke holes in his flesh and you fill them up with a sweet red bubbly like Italian Lambrusco. And then you all sit around with big spoons and fight over it and eat it family style. Now, I like the Centenario Lambrusco from Italy at an even more bargain price of $11. So I hope this helps you stay cool and enjoy your summer.
Sounds good to me. Bonnie, do you have a...
We do. Dave writes that he just heard mention that the farmer's market's not open during summer, but Yellow Green Farmer's Market is open year-round, currently Saturday and Sunday, four produce stores there. It's in Hollywood on Taft Street, just west of I-95. You can also get there via Sheridan Street.
Is that outdoors, do you know?
It has, I've been there. It's part outdoors, but it has big cover over it, like, but they, you know, you walk, there is an indoor part
where
to
are
it.
They getting their produce from?
Well, he doesn't say that. He says right. The main company is Barley and Hops. All right. Do you know them?
I don't, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay. So no, a lot of them, you know, bringing it in, but if they're bringing in good, fresh produce, then that's fine. It's, you know, as we said, it's hard to get
very difficult
good produce at this time of year.
So it's, yes, Yellow Green Farmers Market.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Well, we talked about salads and salad dressings and all, and how that can make a difference. And I wanted to give you my little salad dressing that I make all the time. It's so simple and it's easy, and it'll keep for a week or even 2 weeks in your refrigerator, and you won't have any chemicals or things in it. And it's a very simple French vinaigrette. And it's, here's the formula. You do take 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar. So it could be sherry wine vinegar, as you use it at Fuchs, or it could be balsamic vinegar, but it's 2 tablespoons. And then 2 rounded teaspoons of Dijon mustard. And the secret here is to really whip it up, whisk it really so it's thick before you add the oil. And you can even put that in your food processor and get that going. You'd need probably to double or triple the recipe to get the blades going in it. And then 6 tablespoons of canola oil. And then you do slow, put half the oil in, a whisk and whisk, and then the rest of it. And it'll be almost like a mayonnaise. It'll be thick and creamy. And you
sounds
can do
delicious.
So much. I mean, that's just a typical French vinaigrette.
So does 2 to 6 stand up in almost any kind of vinaigrette?
Yes. If you put olive oil in, then it might separate a little bit because the oil is a little heavier.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why you didn't put olive oil.
Linda, I wrote down that recipe from you years ago, and I've made it a dozen times. It's really great. I like to put it in a quart jar and just shake it up instead of whisking it.
Right, and really shake it. But the secret is to make sure that vinegar and mustard are blended together really well before you add the oil. It's almost like making a mayonnaise in a sense. And then you can do a lot of things. If you like, you can make it into an onion dressing by putting some chopped onions into the dressing. You can make it a Roquefort dressing by putting some crumbled Roquefort cheese, maybe herbs. You know, I like, sometimes it might be nice, the chicken, to have tarragon. There's some fresh tarragon in that.
Freshens everything up.
Right. And, well, if I had a tarragon, maybe I'd add a little ouzo to that.
Ouzo.
Or Pernod. And that's an anise-flavored liquor. And, oh, that would be nice on your fennel salad.
It would be.
Yeah.
The fennel, the anise of the fennel goes nicely with
Pernod. So that would be good. Now, we only have a minute left, but we can't leave without your desserts.
Oh, our desserts are...
You have a Persian sundae.
Yes,
there?
We have a Persian sundae that won Best Dessert in Miami on the Miami New Times.
Uh-huh.
We source our gelato from the Latteria in Midtown. He makes us our own saffron and rosewater gelatos. My mom actually sends me Persian saffron that we end up putting into a concentrate.
Persian saffron?
Yes.
Where do you get Persian saffron?
She sends it.
From? New York?
We have some family that sends it.
And what do you do
over
with the strands to prepare it for using?
We put it in hot water, let it sit, and then you get a concentrate, and then you use that concentrate to make the gelato.
So just a little bit of hot water.
Yes, a little bit of hot water. And then we use that concentrate. We make it about twice a week, along with the rosewater gelato. We put a little halavash, which is a sesame paste. It's a sugary sesame paste. Some medjool dates, some pomegranate molasses, a little chocolate Valrhona balls to add some texture.
I'm telling you, this is a dessert.
This is a dessert.
It's really beautiful.
And it doesn't even have chocolate.
It has a little chocolate Valrhona balls, but it comes in a beautiful rose teacup that accentuates the dish very much. And it's been a great dish. Everybody seems to be very into it.
And you make that molasses?
We don't. We don't make the molasses.
Right.
Okay. And the other thing we mentioned earlier on is that it's a small restaurant, so you need to make reservations.
What are your hours?
We're open for lunch Monday through Friday, 12 to 3 p.m. Dinner Monday to Thursday, 6 to 10, and then dinner Friday and Saturday from 6 to 11.
All right. Well, this has been a really tasty week. David Fouquier, owner of Fuchs Miami, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Linda.
And please thank your chef, Nicole Votano, for her
Indeed.
Delicious food.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Fuchs is located at 1035 1035 North Miami Avenue, Miami. It's just a couple of blocks south of the Arts Center. And Joe Cooper and Bonnie Berman, you ate well today.
Yes.
Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Well, next week we'll be talking with Dr. Richard Campbell and Norris Ledesma from Fairchild Gardens. It's going to be our annual Mango Festival show.
Oh, it's the Cutting the Mango again.
Yeah, Cutting the Mango. It's your favorite show. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.